This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. Continuing his three-day visit to the Republic of Ireland, U.S. President Joe Biden spoke to the Irish legislature in Dublin on Thursday, becoming the fourth American president to do so, to address a joint sitting of the Irish Houses of Parliament. Biden reminisced about his Irish heritage and talked about what he called the enduring strength of the U.S. bond with Ireland that began, in his words, with the very founding of the United States. Highlighting Ireland's support in defending Ukraine from Russia's aggression, he noted how the country stood with the U.S. and partners around the world. Ireland is part of the European Union, but not a member of NATO. Militarily, it's neutral, but has given humanitarian support to Ukraine, welcoming nearly 80,000 Ukrainian refugees following Russia's invasion last year. North Korea fired a new model of long-range ballistic missile on Thursday, according to South Korea. The launch triggered a scare in northern Japan, where residents were told to take cover, though there turned out to be no danger. South Korea's military called the launch a grave provocation, saying the missile flew about 1,000 kilometers. A South Korean military official said the missile appeared to have been a new weapon displayed at recent North Korean military parades and possibly used solid fuel. The FBI on Thursday arrested a member of the U.S. Air National Guard over the leaks online of classified U.S. documents that embarrassed Washington with allies around the world. Attorney General Merrick Garland said the Federal Bureau of Investigation arrested Jack Teixeira in connection with an investigation into alleged unauthorized removal, retention, and transmission of classified national defense information. U.S. officials have been hunting for weeks for the person responsible for those leaks. VOA News. Qatar's prime minister said in a television interview Thursday that the original basis for the suspension of Syria's membership in the Arab League in 2011 still stands. He said Qatar maintains its stance on normalization with Syria unless there's a political solution to the crisis. China's foreign ministry on Thursday sanctioned U.S. Representative Michael McCaul, chairman of the House of Representatives Foreign Affairs Committee, for visiting Taiwan, saying he'd sent a serious wrong signal to Taiwan independence separatist forces. China views democratically governed Taiwan as its own territory and strongly objects to all high-level engagements between foreign and Taiwanese officials, especially if they involve Taiwanese President Tsai Ing-wen. McCaul visited Taipei last week and met Tsai, pledging to help provide training for Taiwan's armed forces and to speed up the delivery of weapons. China's foreign ministry said McCaul, a Republican, had frequently interfered in China's internal affairs with his words and actions and harmed China's interests. U.S. Attorney General Merrick Garland said Thursday the Justice Department will ask the Supreme Court to intervene to stop restrictions set by a federal judge on the abortion pill mifepristone as President Biden's administration moves to defend access to the drug. Mifepristone is approved by the FDA. It was approved in 2000. It's used in combination with another drug to perform abortions through medication, which account for more than one half of all U.S. abortions. Acting in a challenge to mifepristone by several anti-abortion groups, U.S. District Judge Matthew Kaczmarek said in Amarillo, Texas last Friday, he was issuing a preliminary injunction setting significant restrictions on the distribution of mifepristone while litigation continues. Ghana became the first country to approve a new malaria vaccine for young children that may offer better protection against the disease that kills hundreds of thousands of people every year. Preliminary results from early testing of the new vaccine developed at the University of Oxford have suggested the vaccine is far more effective than the only malaria vaccine now authorized for use by the World Health Organization. Ghana's Food and Drug Authority on Thursday approved its use for children ages 5 months to 36 months. That's the group at highest risk of death from malaria. And the U.S. National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration's Climate Prediction Center on Thursday issued an El Niño watch for the next 6 months. It's a climate pattern that's likely to play a role in this year's Atlantic hurricane season. More on this story and all the stories we're covering at our website, voanews.com. I'm Marissa Melton, VOA News.